Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I am no longer in Guatemala. I am home. How is the holiday blues playing out, you're probably wondering? Bad. Very bad. Very bad. Very extreme. Acute, I would say. Very deeply bad. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Sunday fear, because I've got work tomorrow, but it's like the Sunday fear if it was crippling depression. Yeah. It's bad. It's acute. There's something about being on a plane for all those hours as well. You're on a plane and you think to yourself, that's fine. I'm just sitting down. I'm going to watch a couple of films. I'm going to eat some weird food they're going to give me. And everything will be hunky-dory. And when you get off the plane, you literally feel like you've been in a cage match with, all of your worst memories. Like, you just get off that plane feeling fucking wrecked. And you're not sure why. Like you've slept in a hedge or something. But instead you haven't. You slept in an upright chair, haven't you? You can't sleep in an upright chair. It's impossible. They know that. They give you a pillow. They're like, hey, here's a pillow for you to rest your head on. But you've got nowhere to put the pillow. You could put the pillow like on the back of the chair, but then you've got the chair, so you don't need to do that. But then you can put the pillow on your shoulder. You can balance it on your shoulder. But don't worry, here's a blanket too. Now, sleep. Yeah, it's not good. Air travel is weird. I spend a lot of the time shitting my pants that the plane is going to crash. I watched that MH370 documentary, and I shouldn't have. And then, this always happens. When I am on holiday, I will look at the news, and it will say something about a plane crash. Like yesterday, I looked at the news and two of the main headlines were one, another bit of something flies off a Boeing plane. And don't worry, I'm about to get on a Boeing 777. So that was good. And then about how some hero pilot landed a plane amidst Storm Kathleen in Scotland, which is sweeping across Britain. So I'm like, oh great, so I'm flying on a Boeing plane back to the UK where there's a giant storm, and when a pilot lands a plane, the storm's so bad that he's called a hero. What's happening to all the other planes? So yes, it's bad. It's all bad being back, but it's not. I'm trying to be grateful. My back is also bad, though. Under the category of things that are bad, my back is absolutely debilitating. I can hardly move or walk. It just got worse over the holiday, and normally it repairs quite well. I've got a bulging disc, and I'm really worried that the disc is now doing something other than bulging. It's in the next stage of something other than bulging. It's like a very bulging disc, a really bulging disc, a bulging and protruding disc. Whatever the next thing is, that's what it's doing. It's leaning hard and fast on a nerve. And, I've got sciatic pain, lower back pain. I can't bend. I haven't bent over in days. This is how bad it was that when I got dressed for the wedding, that's why I was in Guatemala, my wife had to do my shoes up for me. It's absolutely terrible. I go to the gym so I am fit and healthy and I can move around because I'm like, yeah, I'm all about longevity. Yeah, I'm all about making a sacrifice so you stay healthy. I look at some of my friends who are like overweight and they can't do anything. They haven't sprinted in 20 years. They don't go on runs or do exercise. And I'm always like, look at me. I've got so much of an advantage over them. Except I don't, because I can't walk upstairs. I'm absolutely wrecked, mate. So that combined with the crippling depression of Sunday night on a Wednesday, or what are we on, Tuesday? It's not good. It's not good. One other thing I'll say, though, is I used a bit of fake tan before I went away because I have learnt my lesson on that one. Being very ginger and pale, if I go to a sunny place and I haven't yet got a tan, the sun makes you look so white. In every photo, you look like you've had a bath in Tippex. So I'm like, right, I'm going to use some fake tan to get away with this one. And it works, and it's good. And then people might go, ha ha, you fake tan, how embarrassing. And it's like, yeah, but when you look back at the pictures, I look like I've got a nice tan. So fuck off. But it's dyed my beard a kind of orangey blonde. I quite like it, actually. But now, because it used to be grey, basically. So now I'm like, oh, am I going to be that guy who now is going to start dyeing their beard? And the answer is yes, because I'm deeply insecure. And I have, I'm going to say this seriously now, but this is the crippling Sunday night on a Tuesday depression talking. I am very insecure. I'm like I'm vain. And people say, if you're vain, people are like, oh, you love yourself. No, vanity is just worrying about your looks, just being continuously preoccupied about your looks. And I have this whole thing of, I am not good enough. I don't look good enough. I don't deserve anyone's love. I'm an awful human being. I'm not enough. That's the feeling. I mean, like I said, this is the depression talking, but I feel really like that some of the time. And that's probably why I go to the gym and beat myself up so much. It's probably why cold shower and all that is like punishing myself. I need therapy is what I'm saying. I think I need to go back to therapy. After all these years, I think I probably need to go see a quack and say, hey, tell me I'm enough. Can you tell me I'm enough? And you're a professional, so I'll believe you. And then these nagging thoughts about being insufficient will disappear. Or will they? I don't know. It's weird. When you're in a bad mood, it's difficult to, or in a bad place mentally, to remember that you're going to feel different at another time. I think the last episode I did was me moaning about feeling anxious because I was going home and I was hungover. So don't do drugs, kids. And by drugs, I mean go on holiday. No, I don't. I mean drink. Don't drink, because I went on holiday and I drank and I feel like this. All right, look, I'll see you on the next pod. Be grateful. Every day's a new day. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth with two birds in your hand. See you on the next pod.